Now, our cover story this morning, the process of setting Findlay's annual budget for 2026 begins today. Mayor Christina Mern is with us this morning, and I often joke, I've been doing this program long enough that we've spoken with a number of mayors about the budget process. I have yet to meet one who actually looks forward to this, because it is not the most exciting process in the world.
No, you know what? It's not exactly fun, but it's obviously really important.
Right.
So we will work through it, and it's all good.
So the budget hearings with all the department heads and so on begin today, but they're not going to all happen today. Right?
Yes, all today. So it's going to be a long probably
day.
4 or 5 hour meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But we found that, you know, in the past we had done it over 2 days, and it just kind of works better to just sit down, power through it. You're in the right frame of mind. We have everybody's attention. And so, you know, if something really goes haywire and we need to do a follow-up meeting, we certainly can. But I think that we'll be able to make it through.
And for reference, these are public meetings. They are open to anyone who would like to spend the day, or folks, they will be live streamed
They're going to function just like a city council meeting, in that they are both open to the public as well as will be live streamed, and then also for later viewing on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. So this year's budget discussion comes with some concern that has been expressed by some, including the city auditor, about what he calls a structural imbalance in the budget, where expenses are rising much faster than revenues. You have been less concerned about these declining revenues and increasing expenses, or at least outwardly you seem to be less concerned.
Yeah.
What is your mindset going into this?
Yeah, well, I certainly understand the auditor's concerns, and that's something that we are, as an administration, myself, Rob Martin, all of our department heads, continuing to watch closely. I would state that a couple things. One, city government finances are obviously a little interesting, in that we need to be able to continue to provide level of service and meet our citizens' expectations and invest in our people so that we're able to keep them and recruit new employees. And withholding income, which is our largest revenue source, you know, rises a little bit slower. And so that is something that we are closely watching. Additionally, the revenues themselves, I wouldn't say are decreasing. When you look back from 2019, they have increased. Now, they are decreasing from, if you are comparing to 22, 23, that time frame, where we were seeing significant business returns related to some local business sales. And so those did give us additional margin, which has helped be able to set aside funds over the last couple of years for significant expenses. Now, our margin continues to narrow in how we have to manage that, but I have full faith in our ability to do that, and that we are going to see the benefits of some investments that we've been supporting over the last 5 years in the near future.
So you see, again, in the numbers that were presented, the beginning balance, the start of the year in 2024, was $30.5 million in the bank, 26.2 in 2025, and that dropped to, the projection is $21.5 million to begin the year in 2026. So the trend line is going down, but you see this as a temporary trend that is likely to reverse at some point?
I think that balance had increased, the unappropriated cash balance, that carry forward, had increased significantly over the last couple of years and allowed us to then make significant specific investments. So let me read off just a couple. In 2023, we put $700,000 towards Hat Trick. In 2023, we put $2.5 million towards flood mitigation, $1.5 million towards the downtown recreation area, $2.2 million towards additional towards flood mitigation, $2.885 million in a tax refund in 2024 that wouldn't have had to occur had we been doing the estimated payments process, $1.6 million in a fire truck, $2.5 towards the downtown recreation area, and $1.5 million towards the downtown recreation area. So if you remove all of those things that were outside of the normal structural balance of the budget, but necessary investments overall for our community, then that's where you see that, yeah, we did dip into that, balance. And so I think what we're saying is yes, there is a, our budget is getting thinner for us to add to our unappropriated balance, mm-hmm. but I have faith in our departments to balance it. And when we look at, you know, we're not going to have the full picture of what 2025 ends up at. And for a couple of, you know, about a month when that year gets closed out.
Right.
And I think that that is why then I'll push tonight. Let's move forward with the budget as presented. And next year, as we did last year, as we see and need to adjust and have more clarity around different elements of the budget, then we can de-appropriate if necessary.
But one would argue that some of those unbudgeted expenses that you were just reading off, it would be naive to think that you weren't going to have similar requirements or similar needs moving forward. You can't really say, yeah, if we hadn't spent that, we would be fine, because you know you're going to have to spend some money on some things at some point.
Yes. I doubt, you know, hopefully we're not having significant, you know, an additional $5 million towards flood mitigation.
Fair point.
You know, and yeah. The downtown recreation area, you know, we would have structured how we approached that differently rather than paying cash. Maybe we would have done things a little bit differently. But what I am saying is that our cash balance increase, which allowed us to be able to do that, mm-hmm. we are still well above our minimum reserve amount. We are still breaking even from an operational perspective each year. And then those margins are allowing us to manage when we make those investments and how we approach those.
So with respect to the downtown recreation area, those were unbudgeted expenditures in 2025, will that still be the case in 2026? Are you putting that into the budget for 2026?
Right now, we don't have any expected expenses in 2026. Okay. So if you look at the plan that has been out on our website, the next year is going to be focused on fundraising and looking at grant opportunities for actual construction. And my goal is that then that will be you know, largely from community and grant. Now, if we do put additional funds, then that will most likely be through our capital improvement plan.
Okay. I don't want to paint you into a corner here.
No,
in
you're
terms
fine.
Of famous
These are
last
great
words
questions.
To come back later and say, hey, what about you said heading into the year that this was not going to be unbudgeted.
And so many aspects of this are, you know, we have to determine priorities, timing, what's yeah. coming in. You know, we know that we're going to see some benefit from the Sheets project in the next year and a half. We know that we're working on a couple of other projects that aren't ready to be discussed publicly that will help us out. We know that we have been, you know, we continue to leverage grants and different programs through the state and federal government on different capital investments so that we're able to take, you know, that 20% capital investment out of income tax that we're attributing to capital and leverage that $5 to $6 million to being able to bring in an additional $25 million in capital infrastructure investments. I would also note that in our operating budget, we've had nearly $500,000 of added expense over the last couple of years for body and dash cams. That's something that took, you know, really puts our budget under strain, but has paid dividends over the last 2 years mm-hmm. since we've had that. So there's been changes, but I think that they're all necessary and providing benefits
so
to the community.
You mentioned a number of the positive projections mm-hmm. For the future, but on the flip side of that, how would the city be impacted if the initiative to repeal the state's property tax were to move forward?
Yeah, so the property tax process. So the city of Findlay receives about $3 to $4 million annually in property tax. And right now, all the initiatives, we would have to look just like every other entity. We would have to look at a replacement.
How concerned are you about that proposal?
I am concerned. I've participated in a couple of meetings recently with the Ohio Chamber of Commerce and different organizations that are opposed to it. And that gives me some comfort. Additionally, the state legislature has been taking action to try to mitigate and mm-hmm. address some of the concerns. I think the reality is that I'm vehemently opposed to the proposal of getting rid of property taxes entirely, because that would decimate our state, our schools, libraries, Adamus, all county government. Mm-hmm. The city government is the least impacted by that.
Yeah.
And so I'm really trying to support those entities and advocating and educating our public. And there's become this idea that, you know, tax is just all bad always. Well, yeah. No, we have shared streets. We had shared services. Everyone needs to have buy-in into our local government, because that's where our lives are lived.
A fair point that the city is the least impacted of all of the entities, perhaps, but impacted would be impacted
and
nonetheless.
We would have to adjust accordingly.
So the budget as presented, I understand, is like $130 million for the
All funds, correct.
For the next year, for 2026. Now, I know in the past, as we've talked about this, your approach to the budget is to budget based on needs and a projection, and have the departments give back unspent funds at the end of the year. And the theory being that when the dust settles, the budget will be balanced. That hasn't really worked out this year. It's been about a $3.5 million deficit in 2025, has it not?
No, that is not correct.
Okay.
That is,
set me straight.
Well, that is what is projected, but again, not that includes the expenditures of an additional $5 million towards the downtown recreation area. So if you balance that out, our departments, I'm expecting them to break even.
So the question was going to be, and I guess that pretty much answers, that's still your approach to this coming year's budget?
Correct. Yeah. I really think that when you look at organizations that have this use it or lose it, we must just arbitrarily pass a budget that shows as balanced, then you get into bad management of departments. You have folks that then are concerned about, oh, well, if I don't spend it this time, then in the future, I'm not going to get what I actually need. Mm-hmm. And so we've really taken the approach of working with our departments and being able to say, what do you need? What are you planning on? But then I think, what we talked about last year is our departments all have a little bit of buffer in their budgets. Mm-hmm. And that is because the way government finance works, if you have something appropriated for your personnel expense, so salaries, benefits, insurance, anything like that, but you then have your roof blows off and we need to make an emergency repair on that. If you don't have money within your budget in your other column, you're then waiting to try to get back in front of council to make something happen. Now, that's obviously an extreme example, but that's the reality, is our departments need to have a little bit of wiggle room to manage their departments throughout the year, trusting that they know that they're held accountable to fit within certain parameters that we discuss with them. We look at our monthly revenues as well as expenses, and we work together as a team to make sure that our city's finances are managed effectively.
We will leave it there for now. The process gets underway today. The final budget won't be approved until after the first of the year.
Yep, the first meeting in January is when it is officially adopted. Right. The budget in brief, as well as the budget summary sheets, will also be put out online in the next couple of days. That gives an easier, digestible version of the budget.
But the process with the budget hearings will be happening today. And again, Findlay Mayor Christina Mern, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Chris. Great to see you, as always.